You're listening to the NHC Radio Network.
Welcome to the Natural Health Report with Dr. Bill Thornton, licensed chiropractor and doctor of wellness. This program provides information on how to get well and stay well, how to live longer and live better with natural medicine. And now, here's Dr. Bill.
Hey, thanks, Johnny Morrison. Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Bill Thornton on the radio from California to the Carolinas and around the world on the NHC Radio Network. Say, are you a weekend warrior? What's a weekend warrior? That's the kind of person who likes to go out and test the athletic abilities, but mostly on the weekend. Maybe do some jogging and skiing, or maybe it's hiking and biking, and maybe some running. You might be more serious in your athletic pursuits, might be a pro whose livelihood depends on one's athletic abilities. Well, either way, if you're the weekend warrior or the pro or somewhere in between, sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with injuries. Now, one of the areas that frequently gets injured is the ligaments and the tendons. These are the actual tissues that hold your joints together, literally, from bone to bone. Now, there's a technique to treat and often resolve these injuries, these weakened joints, that can help you avoid cortisone shots or even surgery in many cases. It's called prolotherapy. Let me spell it for you since we're on the radio. P-R-O-L-O, therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. And we'll be talking about this today with a physician who has special training in this area. And I also want to ask our guest to stay tuned for a second part of our program, which is going to be hormone replacement therapy. And before you guys turn away, stay tuned, guys, because this includes you. Women and men experience hormone declines as they mature, which can decrease your energy levels, resulting in fatigue and moodiness and irritability, loss of strength, of course, loss of libido, and generally dialing down your vitality. Oh, and there's one more thing, ladies, I'd like to ask you. Are you taking Premarin? And do you know where they get Premarin from? The source. Now, some of you already know this, so leave it as a secret because I want to have our guest physician explain exactly what Premarin is made from and why you shouldn't have it in your body. And about some of the safe, effective, and alternative bioidentical hormones that you can get. How they may be just the answer to your hormone replacement dilemma. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. The doctor is in.
You're listening to the Natural Health Report with Dr. Bill Thornton, licensed chiropractor and doctor of wellness. The Natural Health Report is sponsored by Natural Health Clinic, located at 3717 South La Brea Avenue in the city of Los Angeles. That's Natural Health Clinic, the people who care about your health. And now, back to Dr. Bill.
My special guest today is a board-certified family physician. His name is Dr. Peter Fields, M.D., of Santa Monica, California. He practices a holistic approach to medicine by including natural alternatives to prescription drugs. He, of course, does prolotherapy, which we'll be talking about, bioidentical hormones, too, and anti-aging medicine, and structural analysis. Because, you see, Dr. Fields is unique in the field because he not only is a licensed medical doctor, but he's also a licensed chiropractor. So Dr. Fields combines cutting-edge conventional medicine with a blend of natural modalities to provide the most effective, least invasive path to optimal health and sustained wellness. I'd like to welcome to the show our good buddy, Dr. Fields. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for coming on with us. Well, I think this is a great opportunity to share some information with our audience because they are very excited about the idea of bioidentical hormones. But before we get there, I think most people are kind of curious about this topic of prolotherapy, and I think we should start there first with some basic Prolo 101, if you will. But as we get into that, let me just set the stage for our listeners, because not only is Dr. Fields a sports physician in many ways, he's also a sports addict, if I may say so, because you've completed how many triathlons by now?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've actually completed over 40 triathlons, including 7 what we call half Ironman triathlons, which include a 1.2-mile swim, a 56-mile bike, and a 13-point-mile run. And in the last 3 years, I've done 6 of those races.
My goodness. You are definitely in the serious category for athletes. And just for relaxation, you also enjoy tennis, skiing, and scuba diving.
Absolutely. my feeling is keeping fit keeps a good, sound mind, body, and that's what living a good life is all about.
I can't agree more. Well, you've had your share of the aches and pains, Dr. Fields, and I know in the past when patients come in with injured or weakened joints, most of us as doctors, we have the opportunity to do the standard rehabilitation exercises, maybe some cortisone shots, and the next step sometimes would be surgery. But now with this prolotherapy, the ligaments and the tendons can be strengthened and the pain reduced or eliminated. Let's cover that from the start. What is prolotherapy and how does it work?
Well, actually, prolotherapy comes from the word to proliferate. So originally it was proliferate or proliferative therapy, and obviously shortened then to the word prolotherapy. And basically, it is a non-surgical method of assisting the body to heal weakened, damaged, or injured ligaments and tendons. And the ligaments and tendons are what basically hold your joints together. And when they become weak, a joint will collapse on itself, and then you will experience joint dysfunction, joint problem, arthritis, pain, all the things that people say, well, my knee hurts, my shoulder hurts, my back hurts, my neck hurts. And with prolotherapy, we're injecting a substance in there that will get these ligaments and tendons to proliferate, basically to grow, and they grow stronger and more vibrant, and eventually the pain is relieved.
In case you're not up on your anatomy, folks, the ligaments are those thick rubber band-like structures that go from bone to bone, that keep your joint together, like the thigh bone connected to the lower bone, which is the lower leg bone. And then the tendons, they run from the end of the muscles and connect the muscles to the bone. So we're talking about both structures.
Absolutely. And prolotherapy can benefit either one of these structures. And as I said, once these structures, which have been damaged either with time or with an injury, or even chronically where you've had injuries years and years ago and your body's somehow held on, once they become weakened, you'll feel the pain in that joint. And with prolotherapy, we can alleviate that pain.
And this has been around actually since the 1950s, but I hear it has a long history to it, maybe back to the time of Hippocrates.
Modern prolotherapy was started by a surgeon in the 40s and 50s, Dr. George Hackett, and eventually taken over by Dr. Gus Hemwald. But it does go back to, you know, talk about ancient times when they even knew that if there was an injured joint, that they would put a hot, in those days, spear into a joint to, quote, create some sort of heat or trauma to that area to get the body to heal itself.
We made some improvements now. I think we've done away with the spear, right?
Absolutely. We put down the spears now, and now we're using very refined methods. It's an injection technique, and where we go into the area and we stimulate that area basically with a very basic substance. I mean, there are many substances, but the basic substance is glucose, dextrose.
Sugar.
Common sugar.
Yes.
And, of course, we use lidocaine, which is an anesthetic. And by doing that, the substance we inject does not heal you. The substance we inject tells the body there's a problem, and the body sends the appropriate cells and healing items to that area to repair yourself. So, in essence, you're getting a natural healing process, and the body's doing it itself, which is always much better than doing it artificially.
My understanding is, Dr. Fields, that what we're actually creating here is a temporary inflammation, which is a healing process, and then that goes away after the ligaments are healed. It's not a chronic inflammation.
No, absolutely. What we do is create a healing process. Exactly, Dr. Bill, we need to create an inflammatory process in that area, and when the body sees this micro, as we call it, inflammation, it will start to send the appropriate cells to the area to start the repair work. And once it starts to lay down the repair work, the inflammation eventually goes away, but the repair work continues on, and even the healing can continue on for up to a year. The patients, of course, will start to feel some sort of improvement after probably 3, 6, 9 weeks at the most, but the healing will go on for up to a year.
Well, we finally found a use for all that sugar that we've been telling our listeners to give up. Let's stick it in your joints and cause a local healing effect. Now, what is it about the ligaments and the tendons, Dr. Fields, that makes them such a hard thing to heal? Is it the blood supply? The
ligaments and tendons do have very, very minimal blood supply in that area and therefore are hard to attract nutrients to that area. But by giving it a stimulus, in this case, the injection of dextrose, which is an irritant in that area, it will start to bring the nutrients. And just to touch on a subject, since there may be some of your patients or your listeners out there who are diabetic or possibly, you know, have problems with blood sugar or weight, this is dextrose, has no effect at all on diabetes. I've even had patients who are type 1 diabetics from childhood, and there's absolutely zero elevation of their blood sugar. So it does not go into their veins. It is just going into the ligaments and tendons.
Could you clarify that for us? Now, prolotherapy is helpful in what kinds of conditions? We're talking about joint pains and athleticism, but give us the broad range of where this is applied.
Well, I mean, basically all joints, whether it's a finger joint, a toe joint, knee, low back, neck, shoulder, ankle, elbow, we even do ribs. And basically, yes, we do treat high-end athletes and we treat weekend warriors, but this is just for the person who wants to do some gardening or just wants to walk around doing a little shopping, who has knee pain, or play with the grandchildren or with their children. So you don't have to be an athlete, but our goal is to get people back to functioning to what we call their activities of daily living, whether that be running a marathon or just going for a walk along the beach.
Great. So you don't have to be an athlete to use prolotherapy.
Oh, absolutely not. Okay. I mean, it's something basically for anyone who has joint pain who says was either told by their physician, well, you've come to a certain age, why don't you just live with it, or don't do this anymore, or eventually you'll need surgery or even joint replacement. And so for any of those things, we can go ahead and hopefully get them better.
As you've been describing the procedure for prolotherapy, the word injection has come up. And I know some people in the audience are a little skittish about injections, so people want to know, does it hurt to get prolotherapy?
That's also a good question where people ask that a lot. First of all, we do use a local topical anesthetic. In other words, we use something to anesthetize the skin before the needle goes in. And in the solution itself is some lidocaine, which is an anesthetic. So basically, we're anesthetizing the skin and we're injecting anesthetic into it. There is some mild discomfort, but as one of my patients said, the discomfort I had from getting the injections was nothing like the pain I had for the past 10 or 15 years with my dysfunctional joints.
It's nothing compared to the surgery if you had to go that route with opening up the joint.
And the good thing with prolotherapy, there is basically no downtime. I mean, following not all, but a lot of orthopedic surgeries, there is recovery time and downtime and non-functioning time. But with prolotherapy, we ask maybe for a couple of days of inactivity, and then after that, we have you going back to about 50%, and within a week or two, doing whatever you were doing before, as long as there's not pain in that area. We want the people to heal in what we call a dynamic or moving position and not in a static or sitting position. So we actually encourage activity.
You not only use this in your practice, doctor, but you actually teach other doctors how to do prolotherapy, and I understand you're doing some humanitarian work as well.
Yes, I have been trained and am now an instructor with the Hackett Hemwall Foundation. The Hackett Hemwall Foundation is the largest teaching education organization for prolotherapy in the United States. Actually, I just came from their annual seminar in Madison, Wisconsin. They're based out of the University of Wisconsin, where I was one of the instructors. And every year for about the past 30 years, they've been going down to Honduras, which is actually the poorest country in Central America, where we do a two-week training mission down there, where we take doctors from the United States, from Italy, from the Middle East, basically from all over the world, and help them to learn about prolotherapy. About 60 of the doctors are learners, and the other 15, of which I am one of, are instructors. And we obviously help the indigenous people with prolotherapy and at the same time instruct these doctors on the way to becoming a good prolotherapy physician. All the doctors that come, including myself, completely pay their own way and are donating their time. It's volunteer work, but it's a passion we have, not only to help prolotherapy grow in the world, but also to help people in need.
Takes care of two things at once, doing some good work and helping the other doctors to learn. That's great. We're going to take a short break here, Dr. Fields, and when we come back, let's pick up on the bioidentical hormone theme, and want to make sure the ladies are thinking about Premarin right now, because we're going to answer that question. And for you gentlemen as well, we're going to address some of your issues too. So stay tuned, my friends. More with Dr. Peter Fields in just a moment. Our special guest today is a family physician, Dr. Peter Fields, MD, DC. In addition to prolotherapy and other medical service provided by his Santa Monica office, is bioidentical hormone replacement for women and, gentlemen, even for you. Well, Dr. Fields, let's start this off with the ladies first. We know that back in 2002, a controversial study claimed that conventional HRT, hormone replacement therapy, appeared to increase a woman's risk of breast cancer, heart disease, blood clots, and stroke. What's your take on these findings?
Well, I think the findings were justified. They were done over many, many years, and those of us in the know knew this before, but it took obviously a big double-blinded medical study to bring it out to the forefront. Hormone replacement, when done pharmaceutically, is counterproductive to what is going on in the body and obviously can have serious side effects.
So now we have the safer bioidentical hormones. How do they differ from the conventional HRT?
Basically, bioidentical hormones are identical in chemical structure to what's in our body, as opposed to a pharmaceutical one, which is a foreign substance. I'll lead into your question, which was, what is Premarin, the most common pharmaceutical hormone replacement? Well, Premarin comes from pregnant mare or female horse urine, and that's exactly where they get that. And that estrogen in a horse, even though it has all three estrogens, comes in a different ratio than in the human body. So when given to humans, it's in a different ratio. They only give one of them. And, of course, it comes from a non-human source. And all three of those combined led to the serious side effects. On the other hand, bioidentical hormones are hormones that are produced in what we call a compounding pharmacy, kind of the old-fashioned pharmacy like you would have seen on Bonanza or one of these old Western shows where they actually make the medicines up right there in the pharmacy from natural plants and minerals that are identical to what is in your body. So your body does not fight them off. It uses them like it was their own.
You know, I think the ladies out there may have sudden a revelation. If they didn't know they were taking horse's urine, now they know, and I would hope that that in itself would make you want to switch over to bioidentical. Now, what kind of symptoms would a woman have, for instance, Dr. Fields, if she were to be a candidate for HRT on the bioidentical type?
Well, hormone replacement therapy, in other words, we're just replacing what is missing in that person for their age and for their lifestyle. So we're not giving a 70-year-old woman hormones of someone who's 30 and vice versa. And it's not just for women going through menopause. It would also be for, we have 20-year-old women and we have 90-year-old women on it. But basically, obviously, menopause is some of the symptoms, such as hot flashes. But you can have insomnia, irritability, memory loss, fatigue, decreased libido, hair loss, dry skin, and many other, you know, various assorted symptoms. Basically, there's probably not a organ in the body that is not affected by hormones.
And I understand replacing hormones in this manner not only brings back a level of comfort, if you will, with the person's symptoms, but also it's an anti-aging factor as well.
Well, yes, it's anti-aging, the fact that obviously it affects your skin, it affects your bone density, it affects your blood pressure. High blood pressure is going to age you, even constipation, blood sugar, and things like that. When one is replaced with hormones that have been missing, whether through lack of sleep or all the other stresses that society puts on us, they become just less vibrant. And the biggest thing my patients say to me is, I just feel so much better about myself. I'm feeling so much more vibrant, so much more want to go out there and just enjoy the world.
Well, the idea of men replacing hormones wasn't such a big deal until in the last several years. Give us an idea what a gentleman might experience in the way of symptoms to prompt him to look into bioidentical hormones.
First, some of the reasons the men might want to do it is because their spouse is on it and wants them to be feeling as good about themselves as they are. And yes, men can also feel down and in the dumps. They may not admit it at first, but, you know, just an overall mood change. But, you know, a lot of men like to go to the gym and work out like I do, and they say, you know what, as I age, I just don't have the strength anymore, or I'm just not able to build that muscle anymore, or I'm getting more injuries when I do that. So things like strains or injuries or muscle aches, and of course, the libido is a big factor there. Hair loss is a big thing in men. And of course, the other things which go for men and women, such as, you know, healing after a sprain, immune function, blood sugar levels, and yes, even blood pressure.
So these levels on both men and women are measured by laboratory tests, and they determine how much of a prescription to write.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm glad you mentioned that about testing. Basically, when you have a hormone assessment, at least a good hormone assessment, the way it's done in my office is I spend about an hour with the patient. We go over everything, all these signs and symptoms, and many, many, many more, a very complete survey of the entire body system. Once that's assessed, we do order a test. I tend to use, 24-hour urine test. It's actually very simple. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. And this test will show all the different hormones. People are very familiar with progesterone and estrogen and testosterone, but we also have growth hormone and DHEA and thyroid and pregnenolone, and so we go over all those. And then we order them through a compounding pharmacy where they are made in that pharmacy, and most of the things we use are creams or pills that will dissolve under your tongue. When one takes a pill as in the form of Premarin, it first has to be swallowed, go through the stomach, and then broken down by the liver, and then given to the body. But when you use a cream, it goes directly into your body and does not have to go through the liver, something we call medical first pass effect. And so it is not cleared out by the liver initially, and you get the full potency of the medication by getting it using a cream.
Outstanding. So it's absorbed rather quickly and used more effectively. Tell us again that phone number, doctor, and your website.
Okay, I'm located in Santa Monica on Broadway in beautiful downtown Santa Monica. And my phone number is 310-453-1234. 310-453-1234. Or you can find me on the web at www.drfields, that's just D-R and then F-I-E-L-D-S.com. D-R-Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S.com. And the name of my office is Pacific Prolotherapy and Wellness Center. So you can also find that on information at 411.
We have just about a minute left, Dr. Fields, so maybe you could share with the audience your philosophy of practicing medicine.
Okay, you know, basically my philosophy on medicine is I want to do whatever is out there that is best for the patient. In other words, I feel, and my Pacific Prolotherapy and Wellness Center feels, that investing in your health should be important to yourself. Of course, people hear investing now, and with the current stock market the way it is, investing is not such a popular word, but investing in your health is probably the best investment you can make because it will pay off in many non-monetary ways. Wellness, health stability, quality of life, energy, happiness, and many, many more. And we try to use the most natural, less harmful ways of getting someone better so that they can achieve their goals of optimal health and sustained wellness. And basically, we let the patients decide how much they want to invest, how much time, how much energy, and what they want to do to bring themselves back up. And we will help those people in whatever ways possible, again, using the least injurious, most effective ways to get them better.
Sounds like a plan to me, Doctor. Thank you so much for being with us today.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Dr. Bill.
There he goes, Dr. Peter Fields. Great information today, right? Prolotherapy. Get those joints back into shape. And bioidentical hormones. If you are looking to have those hormones replaced and are fearful of conventional therapies, you have your solution right now. Bioidentical hormones. Safe and effective. Look for Holly Anderson during the week here at KTYM and also the archives of Terrence Leon Sullivan. Until next time, this is Dr. Bill wishing you optimal health, naturally.